Phil Hendry.
And it is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome to the program this evening, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. And we're going to be dealing with a... We're going to be doing a little bit of... Well, I better not say, you know.
Well, I think you need...
No, I'm not going to... I'm going to tell the audience will gradually see what we have in store. It's nothing really profound, but I have decided after meetings this afternoon with a variety of my consultants, meaning I was talking to like a friend of mine, that we're going to begin to shift the material of this radio program into a more proactive direction and...
Please just spit it out and tell people what you're going to do.
What?
Spit it out, Phil, and let people know.
Well, no, I'm not going to. Later on I will. How about that? But we have made a profound decision in terms of how we're going to approach the radio show's material. And actually, we've actually started making the... I just said actually.
Yeah, you said actually like twice.
Yeah, that's like that one guy, nicely. You know, guy?
In Guys and Dolls? Yeah, sort of. Why?
Didn't he say things twice?
No, that was two times Eddie in Goodfellas. He says, I'm going to get the papers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Goodfellas, anyway. Yeah, I forgot about that guy. Two times Eddie, huh?
Well, I think that because he said things twice.
Yeah. In any event, so I was more like two times Eddie than nicely. But let that just sit there like a lump of something that came from a dog, and which end you can well imagine.
The rear end.
Man, you don't have to say it. You know, just pretty much said it.
Sorry.
We'll just let it sit there like something that came out of a dog's rear end. Now, you happy?
Yeah.
And move on here on the radio program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. And at philhenryshow.com, get a black stage pass, which has nothing to do with, racism, bud, so please don't even say it.
All right.
A backstage pass, and with that backstage pass, you are admitted to a wonderful world of audio entertainment, audio comedy, fun, frivolity, all kinds of stuff that only the Phil Hendry Show can provide. We can't even provide that kind of entertainment that you find on our website on the radio because we'd be arrested, tortured, and then executed for the things that we do on our website at philhenryshow.com.
Excuse me, and pardon me, I'm having a problem with my throat tonight, Phil, and so if people can't hear me... I want to say that was very irresponsible.
What was?
What you just said.
It's true.
Hold on, bud.
No, it is not true. You would not get executed and arrested for the things you do on your website.
No, I said if we did that stuff that we do on the website on the air, we'd be arrested, tortured, and executed.
That is absolutely absurd.
All right, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you really believe that?
I'm kidding around, okay? God, you guys are something else.
But, I mean, you...
I'm kidding around. Is this going to turn into a talk show topic?
Well, Phil, the things you say on this program...
The things I say on this program, I say, and people can take them for what they're worth. Maybe nothing, maybe something, maybe a whole lot. But I dare say that there isn't anybody with a reasonable mind, an individual with a reasonable mind, a mind that has not been... polluted by chemicals, a mind that has not been injured, God forbid, a mind that is, you know, you were born with your brain in your skull. You're not a drug addict, alcoholic, narcotics, right?
Well,
could be a narconon.
Or a narconon member who's going to believe that we would be arrested and tortured and executed for the stuff that we do on our show. Maybe by our subscribers. Anyway, welcome to the show, and the first order of business that I have for you... Oh, I want to mention the one-man show, very exciting news. Looks like, well, I better not say. Well, I think I will say. No, I better not. Well, I will.
Oh.
All right, hold on. The one-man show, March. And just to give you sort of a feel for what's happening, I dare say this could be the first few shows would be a full-on sellout. I don't even know if we're going to be able to sell tickets for the first few shows, to be honest with you, because I think they're already sold out, if what happens, what I think is going to happen, happens. So we're very excited about that.
You ready to go?
Yes, that's a very good question. Are you ready to go?
We are. We are ready. Am I ready to go now? No, but by March we will be.
What's left?
What's left is we have to... What's wrong with your throat?
I don't know. I started out this morning feeling a little sick.
Do you need to go home?
No.
Because you sound like you've got a frog or something.
You sound like you got a frog up there.
You know, I may have a frog in my throat, but I've still got a folding knife.
All right, hold on, Margaret.
In my purse.
All right. What we have to do is continue to run it and run it and rehearse it and run it. You know, that's all. That's once you get the script written, which we do, once you have the blocking down, which we do, once you have the this and the that.
What's blocking?
Blocking is where you stand on the stage. Where do you want to stand? I'm going to stand here. I'm going to stand there. I'm going to stand in the middle. That's blocking.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know. It's just a term that they use.
Well, they block out the scene that way, right?
Yeah, I guess. The director wants to know where the people are.
The people.
Don't worry about it, okay? Let me just finish discussing this. So that is, that's that. And I feel very confident. I got to tell you, I feel this is the first time I'll be doing a show like this, and I feel far more confident than I did the very first time I did a radio show. And I've spent 40 years doing radio, and this is the first time I will have stepped on a stage to do a one-man show, and I'm infinitely more confident never mind.
Yeah, it's getting out of, you know, you're losing control of it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm losing control of it. Couple of things that we want to get to here right off the bat, only because we are fans of his music, and that makes, one, two, three, four of us. No, he's big, but I dare say probably not in the talk radio area. Lil Wayne is being sued, and he's being sued along with somebody else. I've got to figure out who this is. Why do we have two Tiger Woods stories, bud?
That is very interesting.
That's nice. I don't. Lil Wayne is being sued. We're going to get to that story. John Mayer is still being called a jerk. What's up with this guy, John Mayer, anyway? What's his story?
I don't know, man. He's doing a mea culpa or something.
He's out on tour, and he is also doing interviews, and he's apologizing for being a jerk.
He must be trying to just sort of rework his image or something, because apparently he said some things to Jennifer Aniston, and so he's doing that. The Harbaugh brothers haven't spoken since the Super Bowl. That's interesting. You know, I have a brother, but my brother's almost 10 years older than me. And it's difficult for me to imagine me being competitive with my brother in the same field. We're very opposite in terms of personality. My brother went into show business. He became an actor. And I've, gone into a sort of a different vein of that. So we're both have the same mentality in terms of artistry and stuff. But I just can't see us competing. And if we were competing, would I not talk to him? I guess brothers can get really...
Yeah, I mean, my brother and I, we didn't talk. You know, we played football, baseball. I didn't talk to my brother for about, 3 months. I didn't talk to my brother one time.
Why?
Because he kicked the crap out of me. I mean, he took me out, he beat me up, broke my jaw. So I couldn't talk to him.
Yeah, your jaw was wired shut.
Well, that's why you can't talk to him.
So your brother, you didn't talk to your brother not because you didn't want to talk to him.
Well, no. I mean, I did want to talk to him.
But your jaw was wired shut.
Yeah.
That's pretty violent. Your brother go to jail?
No. I mean, it was a boxing match.
A boxing match?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I got to tell him, it was not gloves. It was bare fists.
Why were you guys fighting with bare... Was this a... This was a boxing match?
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to do the way they did in the 19th century.
Oh, you were doing bare knuckle.
Yeah.
So you had a bare knuckle boxing match with your brother and he broke your jaw. You guys had one hell of a childhood.
Yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL and online at philhenryshow.com. Make sure you get a backstage pass and watch the live streaming video of the show that is happening each and every night. Tiger Woods has also become friends with this kid, Lindsey Vonn, you know, the guy that injured himself. He's a downhill skier. And dig some of the things that are being said. Tiger Woods helped his, quote, friend Lindsey Vonn leave Austria after her skiing accident. Oh, did I say kid? According to a report on TMZ, Tiger Woods lent Lindsey Vonn his private jet to leave Austria. Despite this, Lindsey Vonn claims she and Tiger Woods are just friends. Her claim, plus there's a law against dating black people in Austria. And anyway...
Shut up, man.
I'm kidding, all right?
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, they're not like that. So in any event, despite the Lindsey Vonn claims that she and Tiger Woods are just friends, her claim was made after her divorce from her Thomas Vonn. Her divorce from her husband Thomas Vonn became final in January. I hope Lindsey is not stupid enough to get involved with Tiger Woods, said Ginny Lewis from Norman. He's trouble. Women with brains in their heads should be avoiding him like the plague. Who's Ginny Lewis?
I think she might have been one of the women that he dated.
All right, well, we'll get into the bottom. We'll get right down to the bottom of the barrel with this one. Actually, it already is at the bottom of the barrel. And other news and other sports and stuff like that here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Bring on the line here in just a moment. Where's our camera? Where's our camera? I'm going to bring on the line here in just a moment. Frank Gray, right, Margaret?
Yeah, I think Frank is on the phone. Is he?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Gray.
Pull the line down there, bud, because I can hear you. Got that line open, man. It's on the air. Do you understand?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You got the pot up.
I'm not expecting you to put somebody on the phone.
Robert, just pull the freaking phone pot down. All right, so we're going to have Frank Gray on the line here to talk a little bit about this Lil Wayne lawsuit. Lil Wayne, Young Money, sued for $15 million over Bedrock. The reason why I'm interested in this is because I saw a deposition that was being taken of Lil Wayne in perhaps this or another trial or another case, I should say. I'm not sure which, but you never saw a guy with less of an interest in the process. And quite frankly, you know, you ask yourself, well, I don't know. I mean, is this guy going to get away with this? Is this cat, maybe he knows better than the rest of us how to deal with the system, you know?
Well, what was he doing?
Well, he's being deposed by the opposing attorney. He's being sued, and the opposing attorney is talking to him, and Wayne is sitting there for all the world like he doesn't care. In fact, he keeps saying, I don't know. Well, Mr. Little Wayne or whatever, you know. I don't know. You know, he just, like, he couldn't be more bored, couldn't respect the system less. And at the end of this thing, I think I quoted him as saying, he looks at the attorney, when the attorney says, Your Honor, I'd like to have Mr. Little.
What name ain't Mr. Little?
I know, I'm kidding around. I'd like to have him. And he looks at this attorney and says, that guy right there, he's pointing to the judge. That guy there, he can't save you in the real world.
Well, that sounds almost like a threat.
Well, it's not really a threat, but, you know.
Now, you know it's not a threat.
I don't think he's that. I think what it was a statement of, out in the real world, there are no judges for you to appeal to when you are not getting the way that you want. But what Lil Wayne doesn't understand, or Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I got to get it. Lil Wayne, and if it was Lil Wayne, then it'd be Lil.
Yes, they'd say, you would say little, but it's not. It's Lil. Lil.
All right, it's.
Lil. Say it with me, Phil.
I don't have.
Just say it. Lil.
Lil.
No. It's Lil.
Lil.
No. You got it. Here's what you got to do.
What am I doing that isn't... I'm doing it right.
Wait, hold on. Both all you people are wrong. You talking about Lil Wayne?
I'm talking about Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
There, Robert did it.
I said Lil.
He just said Lil.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you say Lil?
All right.
When are you going to say it?
I just did.
Oh, you people are really driving me a...
Hey, wait a minute.
No, hold on. Don't worry about it. I'm saying it good enough. If I ain't saying it good, then, you know...
Well, that was great. I ain't saying it good.
Well, you know something? I'm doing the best that I can with what the good Lord gave me, okay? If it ain't good enough, go pound sand, baby. I'm kidding, Margaret. Put down the high heel. All right, so here's the story here. As fans anxiously await the release of Lil Wayne's highly anticipated The Carter 4 album... The Young Money rapper's legal woes continue to haunt him, currently on the second leg of what is sure to be one of 2011's highest-grossing tours. Weezy's been hit with a $15 million lawsuit over his Young Money crew's 2009 single, Bedrock, from their compilation album, We Are Young Money. All Hip Hop reports that a Waynesboro, Georgia rap group called Done Deal Enterprises has filed suit. And according to legal documents, Wayne and his lawyers have been ordered to appear in court on October the 12th. Wait a minute, man. How old is this story? 2011?
I didn't see that.
You nut.
Oh.
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, I can still talk to you. I got Frank Gray.
You got Frank Gray on the line, a story that Bud gave me that's over a year old. Let me get Frank on the phone here. Frank, sorry. It turns out that the story is, it's old.
Oh,
Well, Frank, don't blame me for this one, Frank.
Oh, come on. I've got better things to do, Bill. What did she do this time?
You talking about Margaret?
No, I'm talking about Dickman.
No, it's...
I got the wrong date.
You got the wrong date. What are you? Are you made of some kind of a disposable cheese? That's what I think when I think of you. You know what I'm... Do you get the picture that I'm laying out here for you, Dickman? Is your mind made of something that is biodegradable?
Well, if it was, that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be a good thing, Frank.
No, it wouldn't. Not if it's your brain, okay, Margaret? Not if it's your brain, okay? It's not good if it's your brain, Margaret, all right? Get a load of him, huh? Now, listen. When I ask you to make sure you prep Mr. Hendry, because she doesn't understand. Bud, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
All right, Mr. Hendry doesn't understand.
By the way, can I just interrupt for a minute? Frank Gray suffers from gender confusion.
He's babbling on again, and I can't take it, okay?
You talking about me?
No, my wife, Margaret. She's
sitting here quiet.
Well, no, I've got a tape of the show last night, and I've got to turn this off. How do I turn this off? Let me get Jason Jed, Monica. What happened to her?
Who's that?
Our son. Jason, get over here and turn this tape recorder off. Your mother is running his big fat yap.
He did.
Thanks. All right. As I said, and I'll repeat it, and I can say it a number of different ways. Standing on my head while urinating, I can say it dressed in a polo shirt. I can say it with while getting surgery. You've got to give me the right dates. When you give me the right dates, then I can do the job that I want to do, and I can feed my son. I can feed her. I can feed my wife. I can feed him, and I can feed myself. I can feed her. Okay, so what do you got, Bill?
What we have is this story. It's a story. It's out of date.
I understand it's out of date, but here's the thing about Lil Wayne. She is one of the top rappers in all of the world. She has sold millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of records, and she'll be sued until the cows come home.
What does that mean when the cow come home? Is that when Lil Wayne's going to die?
Is that when Lil Wayne's going to die?
You didn't say Lil. You have to...
Oh, would you close it down and shut it off, please? Of all the women in the world, I had to get him.
Okay, so what are you saying about Lil Wayne, then?
Lil,
sorry.
Yeah, what I'm saying about Lil Wayne is she is going to have to keep her trap shut, because every time she opens her big fat mouth... She gets sued, and the rest of the group of the thing that whatever the thing is that she's got,
the rap group.
No. It's not. It's more than a rap group. It's a moneyed enterprise. It's a corporation. It's a multinational, polluting, belching, just toxic waste producing corporation.
Hold on, Frank. You're talking about a musician and a touring group of performers.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Don't you know who it is you're talking about?
Well, when you say a corporation, the first thing I think of are pollutants. And
I guess there's a lot of people that would say.
that's very stale. You know, we're talking about a musician. She makes a lot of money. I don't care whether she makes her money. I don't care if she gets up on stage and dissects frogs, and people pay her for that. She's a great performer, and we have to respect it.
Well, you respect it as long as he's making money.
Oh, is that right? Okay, well, thanks very much, Padre. The point that I'm making here, Mr. Hendry, that when you talk about, you know, I'm tired of this.
Okay, so that was Frank Gray, attorney, entertainment lawyer, talking about Lil Wayne and what her problems are.
I don't, you know, Phil, I know that Frank has the gender confusion. Please don't mock him.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to sit, grin, and bear it. Do you remember the old term, grin and bear it?
No.
I don't know.
Well, there was a phrase called grin and bear it. It meant just to sit and grin and bear it. And when you grin, you just sit there and go, yee. You can see the grin. Your teeth are, well, your teeth, Bud, won't reflect much light because of the brown color.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's right about that, Bud.
Yeah, well, I brush my teeth every day.
I don't know what you brush your teeth with, man. Coffee grounds?
Ha ha ha.
That's great. All right, so that was a whole lot of nothing. Thanks a lot. A year-old story, Bud.
I thought it said 2012, and...
And it says 2011.
I thought that was a 2.
Oh, I see. We also have a snowstorm that's happening. I probably ought to be talking about that and more. We come back. The world-famous... What a way to kick the show off. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Woo!
Henry.
I don't know how many of you are like me, probably not many, and that's only good for you. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Truth Is Our Bitch and Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, and Robert Leonard. And we want to apologize for the very weak start to our show.
You don't say that. You don't point that out to the people.
Yeah, you got to be positive, you know.
So wasn't that bad?
No, it was bad, but you don't point it out.
In any event... no, it wasn't. It was what it was. I just believe that radio shows, like life, sometimes it ain't going to. Sometimes, but there's a lesson to be learned in everything. Now.
Yeah, that's great. Nice save.
Great, thanks. How many of you like to watch, and I could get a big fat zero here, but this is what's happened in my life. I'm into this English Premier League soccer. Okay?
You're into what?
Premier League soccer. Soccer.
Soccer?
Soccer.
It's football. Football.
Margaret, we're going to call it soccer for the purposes of our radio show, because we're in America. The United States of America. Okay?
Phil.
No. The United States of America, which means we play a brand of football here called American football, and that's what we'll call football. For our purposes here in America, it's going to be soccer. Not soccer. I misspoke.
What about Porkla?
Porkla?
That's what he called Porky Pig because he confused him with Tesla.
Porky Pig and Tesla?
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Boy, you really had a freaking problem that night, didn't you?
Just Tuesday night.
No, not Porkla. Would you get that out of here with Porkla? And we're not talking about Edward Ter, whatever that guy's name was. Tesla. We're talking about Sockler. Soccer. Sockler.
If you called it foot... Phil, let me just weigh in on this, if you don't mind, all right? I have a very bad throat cold, and yet I am trying to help. All right?
Go ahead, Margaret. I don't want you to strain yourself.
I'm not going to strain it. What I want to say to you is this. The game is called Futbol. F-U-T-B-O-L. Now, they pronounce it football because... That's the way it's pronounced.
Yeah.
But it's pronounced fut. If you look at it...
Wait, hold on.
What?
What do you mean it's pronounced futball?
Did I say fut... Robert, did I say futball?
No, you said futbol.
Futbol.
Futbol. And that is how you pronounce...
Futbol?
Yeah, it's called futbol. Don't you listening?
Bud?
Sorry.
Okay, that's great. What point are we making here?
Well, the point we're making here is what is it called? It's called futbol, but they changed it to football.
Because that's how it's pronounced. That's what you're telling me. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes, Phil, it makes sense to Europeans, all right?
Oh, well, that's great. Well, we're not talking to Europeans right now. We're talking to the Phil Hendry audience, which could or could not be either European, American, or even Earthling, for all I know. But we're talking about... The Premier League, and I enjoy this. I don't know why, but if I was to be honest with myself, the reason why I'm enjoying soccer, the reason why I'm watching the English Premier League games, the reason why Everton is now my team because I almost got beat up by some Liverpool guys back in the day.
That really true?
Yeah, that was the story I told, you know.
Yeah, you went down to Liverpool in a wine bar, right?
I was in a wine bar, and I was wearing the wrong colored scarf and some Liverpool... Actually, the guys that saved my life were Liverpool fans. They said, listen... You're an American, so you don't know any better, but you're wearing an Everton scarf, and you're in a Liverpool wine bar. And I said, yeah. And they said, Liverpool Soccer, the football club. Oh, I said, oh. So take this off. So they pulled this thing off of me.
What did they pull off of you?
His pants.
Ow. His pants. They pulled a scarf off.
Oh, you were wearing the Everton scarf.
Yes. And, of course, I tweeted this, and, you know, your tweets go all over the world, and occasionally you get tweeted, you know, someone tweets back at you, because Twitter is like a big tree, and we're all nice little birds, and we're tweeting at each other, and some jackass tweeted back at me. He wasn't a bird, he was a jackass, and I think he was over there in what they call Merseyside. Do you know what that is, Robert?
No.
I do.
What?
It's the near the hospital.
The hospital?
What do you mean the hospital?
The Mercy Hospital.
What Mercy Hospital?
He's talking about the one you mentioned last night in Orlando.
Right?
No. No. Nice guess, though.
Thanks.
Merseyside is the Mersey River in England.
Let me get a map.
Never mind. It's Liverpool, man. It's Liverpool. So I got a tweet from one of these guys over there, one of these soccer fans, saying I almost got my ass kicked, but my life was saved by these Liverpool guys. He says, we've really calmed down recently, Merseyside. Things just aren't the way they used to be. Like the good old days when they used to beat the crap out of anybody, regardless of their point of origination, you know.
Well, I think that, you know, Phil, if you get into the soccer mentality or the, you don't want me to call it, but the football, I think what they are about over there ultimately is loyalty to their team, is enjoying the British culture, and I think third or fourth on the list are your hurt American feelings.
I was not asking anybody to bow down to American culture. I'm simply, you know, saying that I was tweeting from America, so all I said was I told the story. I just told the story, and I said this happened, and this guy's tweeting back like, yeah, boy, the good old days, man. That would have been fantastic. Like, you know, it would have been great to kick your ass, Henry. He said, well, you know, I mean, you're certainly welcome to try. And then...
You didn't say that.
Why not?
Yeah, get your ass kicked.
That's right. The guy's going to get on a plane and fly here, find me, and kick my ass. And he's got to be assured that he will kick my ass. He's getting on a plane.
Can we not do this, please?
All right, sorry. So, in any event, very nice guys. I was in this...
I'm just going to ask a question.
What?
What do you mean you was in a Liverpool bar?
I was in, there's Liverpool, the city, and then there's the football team, Liverpool.
What do you call them?
They don't have a nickname. They call them Big Red, or they call them Red, or the Reds. But they don't have team nicknames the way we do here in the States, where it's an official name. The fans just tag them with things. But basically, the club is the name of the club. So in this case, it's the Liverpool Football Club. The other team in Liverpool is Everton. Both of these teams are very, very old. They've been around since the 19th century. They play in stadiums that are within the city, the same city, but it's kind of like, you know, any major city in America with two baseball teams. So, but in England, as it is in the rest of Europe, and I would imagine the rest of the world, man, they take their sports to a whole new level in terms of fan commitment. And I mentioned to you that over there, you know, the fans are involved to an extent that we would never ever see here in the United States. The fans are involved involved in their favorite sport of football, soccer, what they call the beautiful game. Okay,
who calls it that?
Fans, they call it what?
The fans call it the beautiful game.
Beautiful game.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little flat, isn't it?
Well.
Oh my God! He looked at my chest.
Hey!
I saw that.
No, he didn't.
My eye wandered.
Phil, I don't care. Get him insurance money and get that lazy eye fixed now.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not kidding.
Well, you're not going to take a high heel and drive it through this guy's eye while it's still lazy, are you?
Well, it might wake it up.
All right, in any event, so these cats are in this bar, and I'm looking at this bar, and I go, oh, wow, look at this, it's a wine bar. I'm not a big wine drinker. In fact, I think drinking wine in the afternoon is about that close to a full-on just alcoholic. You know, in other words, you drink enough wine, two glasses of wine, and I'm on my ass. I mean, I'm laying in the street. I'm now a wino, officially. It's a really heavy alcoholic drink to be lunching with, but that's just me. But these cats are in there, and they're getting their load on, man, and I got nothing to do. I'm on vacation. So I proceed to walk into this bar, and I'm standing there, and it might have been one of those things where everybody should have looked at me like, who's this guy with the pear on him? Boy, hey, look at over here. This guy, you know, whatever they did. And immediately two guys walk up to me and go, hey, how you doing, well, you know, mate? And I'm doing it. Come on over here. And they bring me over to their table, and they pull the scarf off of me.
And they were basically saying, that's the wrong scarf.
They were saying to me, you got the mate. He said, how are you doing? I said, I'm fine. They marked me as an American right off the bat without even hearing my accent. They knew I was a Yank. And I think it's the same way that we can recognize Europeans almost. You know, there's this just a certain way that Europeans wear the clothes they wear and the look and...
Yeah, Europeans, they got, like, their hair's weird.
Yeah, you know, like you have a man like a grandfather is going to have, like, a fright wig, you know.
That's true. The people, even the business people, will have sort of a spiked do or something.
Well, what, I don't know, but you're right. There are certain... Look, so they said, you're from the States. I said, yeah, I'm from the States. And he said, well, that scarf you have on is an Everton scarf, and this is a Liverpool establishment or whatever. I said, okay. They didn't have to tell me anymore. He said, yeah, it could be a little bit dangerous for you. I said, well, thank you. Ha, ha, ha. He said, will you join us for a drink? I said, sure, you know. For about a solid hour, I sat there slugging down this red wine with these guys like, holy God, man, I had a headache the next day, but... You know,
these guys did they save your life, man? Really?
I don't know, man. I mean, it was a bright, sunny day. It was a part of Liverpool that was very nice. It didn't look like any rough part of town. It was a very. It was traveled by shoppers and tourists. And who knows? They might have kicked me out or give me a hard time. Who knows what they'd do? Maybe they would have kicked my ass. But this is the extent that they are involved in soccer. All right, we have little Ian Anderson.
Yeah, I got Ian. Hold on for a minute, hey, Ian. Yeah, you're up next. All right. Yeah, the guy told me that...
Bud, you with these conversations with people, huh?
Sorry, just talking to him.
That's fine, man, but we'll get to him after we do our break. And we'll get into a little bit of the discussion there with little Ian as to English soccer, European soccer, football, or whatever the hell you want to call it, Margaret. And they're coming to... They're not close to the end of their season. The season ends in May or June. But they're into a very interesting part of their season where you now begin to know who is going to make the playoffs and which teams will be relegated. This is a very interesting... Is anybody listening to me?
I'm sorry. I was looking for some...
I'm looking through my Rolodex.
Okay, we'll be right... If there's anybody still listening, we'll be right back and talk to you in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
yeah,
is
Ian.
Our bitch.
Ian.
The Phil Hendry Ian. Show.
Ian! Hey, Ian! Ian! Ian!
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Little Ian Anderson joining us from Southern California. He's actually moved here. He works at Hollywood Park and does a variety of... He's a hot walker and assists in the training of horses for the trainers that he works for, as well as the owners. Blackpool. I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to get Ian on the line here. They play at Villa Park. Ian, how are you doing? How are you doing, Ian?
Yes, sir. I'm doing right good, Mr. Haley. It's good to be on the air with you.
All right. What's your team?
It's my Birmingham Football.
Birmingham?
Right.
Football Club.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and they're not a Premier League team, are they?
No, right now they're a championship team, and they're doing the best they can right now, but it's quite an uphill struggle, you know, for them to get back in on Premier League. But I think they keep on playing well, and this year's not going to be the year. But
So this is what I want to talk to you about. There's all these teams in England, and what I was saying to Dan during the break, I think it's true. The great thing, I think, about English soccer, professional soccer, amateur soccer, all these clubs are under the same umbrella, right?
Right. Well, they play for the same organization.
Right.
So the England football, and it's all the same organization, but they've got different leagues and different divisions, right?
Right.
And they've got different... It's sort of like different skill levels, you know, like a video game, you know, you beat a skill level.
Right.
And Birmingham is in the second level.
All right, so Birmingham is in what's called the Championship League.
Right. Well, it's called Championship Football, which is a level below the number one league in England, which is Premier League.
Right, and that's called Barclays Premier League?
Right. Barclays is a sponsor. And Barclays is like a lager.
Barclays is a lager, and they sponsor the Premier League. So it's like a corporate sponsorship.
Right, right.
Okay, and your team is a second-level team. Now, Tell me about the whole idea of promotion and relegation in football.
Well, it's like if you have a football team and they're no good, or if you play video games and you are no good, and your video game is no good, and they throw you out of the room. You know, they tell you you're not allowed to play with us no more because you're terrible. You know, it's just the worst kind of video gaming I've ever seen in my life. Like, my brother used to throw me out of the room, you know, and say, don't ever come back in because it's rubbish the way you play.
Right.
That's luck. And it was very traumatic for me, you know, and I never quite got over it, right?
And all right, you didn't get over your brother throwing you out of the room for being a lousy video game player.
Right. And
but how is that like English football?
How's it like English football?
Right.
Well, it's not. It's got nothing to do with it, really, except for the trauma. There's a trauma associated with it.
Well, if it's got nothing to do, what I want here is an applicable.
Well, right, but well, I mean, it's like it is applicable from the trauma. If Birmingham wins the Championship League, then they get promoted to Premier League.
That's what I wanted to get to. How many teams get promoted to Premier League from the Championship League?
The two teams that play for the Championship in the Championship League, they get promoted.
Wait, can I say something?
Go ahead.
What do you mean, win a championship?
If you win the Championship League, you've got to play in the Championship first, right?
What?
All right, hold on. I think I understand. The Championship League is just the name of the league.
Right, it's like Championship League, right.
Okay. You play for the championship of the Championship League.
What? What kind of dumbass kid?
Will you shut up, bud?
That's the way. Hey, mate, that's the way we do it over there, right? We're not going to do it like the Yanks do it. We do it like we do it, right?
That don't make no sense, Carl. Championship. I'm going to play to the championship.
It made sense when I said to Mr. Henry, it made a lot of sense to Mr. Henry. It might not make sense to a dumb bloke like you, would you not understand anything I say?
I understand, but. Will
you shut up, bud, and let me do it, okay?
Call him a dumb bloke.
I call you dumb bloke. That's right, I call you dumb bloke.
All right, so he called you a dumb bloke. He's acting like a dumb bloke.
What's bloke?
Will you forget about what bloke is? So,
Like, Mr. Henry, it's like if you play for the championship and you win, then you get promoted to a new league.
What about a guy to win a Premier League?
The guys who win a Premier League, right, then they go on and they play in the European Football Championship. But you win the Premier League, but you also get to play on in the Champions League.
Now, wait a minute, man. You said that there's a Champions League. Oh, hold on. I'll do it, okay?
No, wait, I'll do it.
I'll do it. Ian, there's Championship League in England, which is the second division.
That's right. And then there's the European Champions League.
The European Champions League, and that's all the great teams from all over Europe.
That's right.
And you can only play in that.
If you win a Champion League.
No, you dumbass. It's if you're the...
Don't call me a dumbass, man. Hold on, will you?
If you win what league?
If you win it, you've got to win Barclays Premier League. It'll be one of the top two, or I think it's like top four teams in Barclays Premier League.
You don't win a Champion League. How do you be in a championship?
Why don't you jackasses be quiet like I told you to so I can figure this out? There's the league name. There's the actual thing that's called a championship. There's all these divisions. You guys need to shut up, man, because there's a lot of stuff you got to understand. Now, Ian, one of the things I want to ask you is there's promotion. There's also relegation, right? What's relegation?
Right. Relegation is like this, Mr. Henry. What happens if you're the last three teams in a league, then you get relegated down to another division. Like right now, the Premier League, it's Queen's Park Rangers, Aston Villa.
Aston Villa, is that in Birmingham?
You're right. Aston Villa is like a Birmingham club, right. And then there's also Wigan, and then there's also...
What's Wigan?
It's a team.
Well, you call that a team? Wigan.
Yeah, what's the name of the town, Wigan?
No, the name of the town is Bud Dickmanville. It's where all the bad rubbish teams play.
Bud Dickmanville, yeah. Well, you,
I'm going to kill you, Bud. Be quiet.
Why does he get to say bad stuff?
I'm trying to talk to him.
Right, Bud Dickmanville is where all the rubbish soccer teams are.
No rubbish soccer team playoffs on Little Ian Town.
There's no such thing as Little Ian Town. There's no such thing.
No such thing as Bud Dickmanville.
Yes, there is, because I went and saw a rubbish game there the other day. It's the worst rubbish game I ever saw. And I said, where am I? And he said, you're in Bud Dickmantown.
Aren't you insane of it?
No, I think he's getting the better of you. Shut up. Just, you know, you deserve it. You deserve it. All right.
Sounds like you're gagging over there, Mr. Henry. It's probably all the air you're having to breathe, all the stale air that you're having to breathe.
All right, so in any event, there is the three teams that get relegated, and then three teams get promoted. And there's all these divisions in English soccer. Is it possible for a team at the very bottom rung of English soccer to win it all?
It's possible. It's not probable. I don't know if it's ever really happened, but yes, it's possible that a team can rise up and rise up and rise up and all the way to the top.
Can I go through the top and go all the way, like to Mars?
No, it's only after I kick your ass, and your ass will fly all the way to Mars.
What?
I can't understand you, man.
I said I kick your ass goes all the way to Mars.
My horse?
You know something, you're the stupidest bloke I've ever talked to. It's not, no Yank understands soccer. No Yank understands football. I kick your
Phil
ass.
Hendry.
Kick my house.
Your ass.
My house.